Welcome to Hip Pause. I invite you to begin your practice in a comfortable position. Maybe sitting with the legs crossed or laying down on your back. And once you've arrived, gently close your eyes. And place a hand on the belly and the chest. Feeling your breath rise and fall. Making an effort to lengthen your exhales. Maybe bringing a soft smile to your lips today. In today's practice, we will explore trauma and how it is related to the body and mind. Gently feel the shoulders drop away from your ears. Reaching your spine long. Letting go of whatever came before this practice. Softening into your practice today. Relaxing through your jaw, letting go of any other places of tension in your body. Knowing that if your mind is racing or you feel distracted, it's okay. Just doing your best to bring your attention to the breath. I'm going to guide you through three rounds of box breath, where you will inhale to a count of four, hold to a count of four, exhale to a count of four, and hold to a count of four. Prepare by drawing a full breath in, feeling it begin in your belly, moving up into your ribs and chest. Holding at the top for a moment, and slowly let it go, moving back through the chest, ribs, and belly. Inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale. Two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, Hold. 2, 3, 4. And continue with box breath, or take another breath that feels more natural to you and your body today. If your attention wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Just observing any thoughts and letting them go. Now, relax your attention. Be patient to all that is unsolved in your heart. A reading from Rainer Maria Rilke, Letters to a Young Poet. Be patient to all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. In the book, The Body Keeps the Score, Bessel van der Kolk explores the mind-body connection as it relates to traumatic life experiences. When we reflect on our life until this point, there are defining moments that have influenced our thoughts and how we live today. Trauma is defined as an event or series of events that cause intense psychological or physical stress with long-lasting negative effects on a person's well-being. Whether we have experienced trauma or know someone else who has, we know how difficult it can be to prioritize health and nurture our well-being after going through something terrible. Trauma is a lot more common than we might think. 1 in 5 Americans was sexually molested as a child. 1 in 4 was beaten by a parent to the point of a mark being left. And 1 in 3 couples engage in physical violence. Trauma is a major obstacle in taking care of our health. When something traumatic happens, our brains use one of the 3 mechanisms for survival: fight, flight, or freeze. When the trauma remains unresolved, our stress hormones stay elevated, leading to strong reactions to anything that triggers us and changes in our brain. Resolving trauma can be a complex and personal journey, but there are some ways that can help. Sometimes this begins with acknowledging the trauma, recognizing and accepting that we have experienced trauma can be the first step toward healing. There are other ways that can help trauma, such as techniques like cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or talk therapy. Having a support system and engaging in activities that promote physical and emotional well-being, such as meditation, journaling, or creative outlets, can also be very helpful in resolving trauma. Practices such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing can also help reduce anxiety and promote emotional regulation. Everyone's journey is different, and as we all go through ups and downs in our lives, it's important that we all figure out what allows us to cope in a way that does not sabotage our well-being. And as we come to the end of this meditation, I invite you to take gentle movement in the fingers and the toes and open your eyes, noticing any shifts in your energy since the beginning of practice. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. I wish you a balanced and restful day ahead. And until next time.